Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 15, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. The effect of empagliflozin on left ventricular mass and volumes in elderly individuals with overweight and high risk of heart failure. The EMPIRE Prevent Cardiac Trial. Increased left ventricular mass predicts heart failure, creating a significant focus on preventative strategies. Empagliflozin, a sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitor, is being evaluated for its effects on left ventricular mass index and left ventricular volumes. This evaluation targets elderly, overweight individuals who are considered at high risk of developing heart failure. The clinical investigation specifically examines empagliflozin's role in this at-risk population, where the preventative effect of sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors is an area of active research. Article number 2. Effects of sauna bathing on exercise capacity and muscle function in HFpEF. Treatment options to improve exercise capacity and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction remain limited. Investigating new approaches, sauna bathing is undergoing study for its potential to enhance exercise performance, skeletal muscle function, body composition, and patient quality of life in this population. The sauna HFpEF study represents the first prospective mechanistic pilot study to evaluate the feasibility, safety, and efficacy of supervised sauna bathing. This research provides a novel therapeutic avenue for stable outpatients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Article number 3. Development and validation of a measure of psychological distress after spontaneous coronary artery dissection. The Spontaneous Coronary Artery Dissection Distress Inventory. Spontaneous coronary artery dissection is a highly distressing cause of acute myocardial infarction, for which no specific distress measure existed. Researchers developed and validated the Spontaneous Coronary Artery Dissection Distress Inventory, SD1. This new tool provides a condition-specific measure designed to accurately capture the unique psychological impacts of spontaneous coronary artery dissection. The SD1 addresses the previous reliance on generic anxiety and depression measures, offering a more precise assessment for affected patients. Article number 4. Sympathetic neural overactivation, vascular dysfunction, and exercise intolerance in long-term survivors of breast cancer, treated with doxorubicin and trastuzumab-based chemotherapy. Long-term survivors of breast cancer treated with doxorubicin and trastuzumab-based chemotherapy show sympathetic neural overactivation, vascular dysfunction, and exercise intolerance. These physiological changes contribute to the increased risk of cardiovascular disease observed in this patient population. The study established these mechanisms as key factors in cardiovascular disease development following specific breast cancer treatments. These findings illuminate the previously unknown physiological underpinnings of cardiotoxicity in these survivors. Article number 5. Factors associated with telemedicine use by cardiologists for Medicare beneficiaries in 2022 to 2023, an observational study. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services enabled telemedicine reimbursement during the COVID-19 pandemic. Understanding the factors that facilitate telemedicine's integration into ongoing cardiovascular practice is clinically important. This retrospective cohort study analyzed telemedicine and office visits delivered by cardiologists to Medicare beneficiaries from January 1, 2022 through December 31, 2023. The study identified key factors associated with cardiologists' utilization of telemedicine for this specific patient group. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.